Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We often talk about the infamous Dred Scott decision, the one that said that blacks were not entitled to full citizenship. And we often think that everyone just fell in line with that particular opinion. But we're going to read from some quotes that will startle you, maybe surprise you, of the resistance to that particular decision. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of barbwire.com. Matt, the Dred Scott decision came down in the 1800s. It was written by Justice Taney. He was a racist judge. He collided with Abraham Lincoln over the issue of slavery. Lincoln was on one side, Taney on the other side. Dred Scott went to the Supreme Court of the United States seeking his rights as a citizen under the Constitution, but was denied those rights. And in the opinion, it said that some people think that blacks are, quote, inferior human beings, close quote, and therefore he was not entitled to full citizenship rights, and they ruled against him. Well, we fought a civil war to overturn that nonsense, but I think it will be surprising, Matt, to many people about the open resistance, the clarity with which people, including Lincoln, resisted that opinion.
Yeah, people need to understand that it is not without precedent for the United States Supreme Court to make illegitimate decisions and issue illegitimate opinions. And we talk about this in the context of a couple modern illegitimate opinions. Certainly the Supreme Court's gay marriage decision that came out that just overturned millennia of natural law and presumes to foist gay marriage as a constitutional right, as well as Roe v. Wade and others. But, Matt, there are so many good quotes. Senator William Pitt Fessenden, for instance, who was a Republican in Maine, said, relative to Dred Scott, "It is charged that I am undermining the institutions of the country by attacking the Supreme Court of the United States. I attack not their decision, for they have made none. It is their opinion," he said. And we often refer to these. This is just an opinion by five lawyers on a court. They are. We do not live under a judiciocracy, and they are not dictators.
Yes, and the Senator William Pitt Fessenden from Maine actually served as Secretary of the Treasury under Abraham Lincoln when he became President of the United States. Senator William Seward from New York also later served as Secretary of State under Lincoln. And he says that that the president, James Buchanan alike, forgot that judicial usurpation is more odious and intolerable than any other among the manifold practices of tyranny. And did you hear that? I mean, judicial usurpation is more odious and intolerable than any other kind of practice of tyranny. That is the epitome of tyranny. And he goes on to say that the Supreme Court of the United States attempts to command the people of the United States to accept the principles that one man can own other men, and that they must guarantee the inviolability of that false and pernicious property. People of the United States never can, and they never will, accept principles so unconstitutional and so abhorrent. Never, never let the court, he said, recede. And then the quote from Abraham Lincoln. This is July 10, 1858, in Chicago, as part of the Lincoln-Douglas debates. And this is what Lincoln said: "All that I am doing is refusing to obey," speaking of the Dred Scott decision, "as a political rule. If I were in Congress and a vote should come up on a question whether slavery should be prohibited in a new territory, in spite of the Dred Scott decision, I would vote that it should not." That's from Abraham Lincoln during the Lincoln-Douglas debates.
Yeah, amazing. So he's basically saying here, you know, this opinion that the Supreme Court has issued is so facially, blatantly unconstitutional that I refuse to obey it. And so here we have the same thing with Roe v. Wade. I mean, you think about it, Matt. It denies the personhood of people, American citizens in a different state of development, directly akin to the Dred Scott decision. But you know, take the Obergefell v. Hodges decision, where the Supreme Court, the five liberal justices, overturned themselves from just 2 years earlier in the Windsor decision, where they said it's up to the states to define marriage. Then they just suddenly decide there's a 14th Amendment guaranteed constitutional right to marriage. They're all over the board. Five attorneys don't rule the country.
Yeah, and they, as you pointed out, they overruled themselves. 2 years ago, they said one thing. 2 years later, they said completely the opposite. And not only did they overrule themselves, the same five, not different five, the same five, contradicted themselves within a two-year period. You couldn't be more clear on the contradiction. And obviously what they said 2 years later, which is 2015, has nothing to do with the Constitution. Well, here's from Senator George Pugh, a Democrat from Ohio. He says, forthwith, we are told that the Supreme Court of the United States has become the appointed expounder of democratic principles. Since when? Who constituted the judges of the Supreme Court, the makers or expounders of democratic principle? Certainly not Thomas Jefferson, who pronounced them the sappers and miners of the Constitution. Certainly not Andrew Jackson, who told them he would interpret his own oath as well as his own principles according to his views of the Constitution. Nor no court, this senator continues, shall make me a platform. When we get to going by courts, it seems to me we have departed from the whole spirit and principle of the Democratic Party. Close quote.
Yeah, spot on. Listen to what the New York Tribune wrote March 7th, 1857 about Dred Scott. In their editorial, says, "The Dred Scott decision, we need hardly say, is entitled to just as much moral weight as would be the majority of those congregated in any Washington bar room." I mean, that's quite a slight there, but the point being that it is nothing but an opinion of a certain number of people relative to the Constitution. They're not the legislature. They're not the executive.
Now, on March 12, 1857, right after this opinion came out, the Chicago Tribune had other words for this decision as well. It says, "This decision has sapped the Constitution of its glorious and distinctive features and seeks to pervert it into a barbarous and unchristian channel. Jefferson feared this Supreme Court and foretold its usurpation of the legislative power of the federal government. His prophecy is now reality. The terrible evil he dreaded is upon us." The Chicago Tribune continues, "To say or suppose that a free people can respect or will obey a decision so fraught with disastrous consequences to the people and their liberties is to dream of impossibilities. No power can take away their rights. They will permit no power to abridge them." Wow, these are strong words, Matt. I think it will surprise people of these words, not only by Democratic and Republican senators, but also by Abraham Lincoln, and also by the New York Tribune and Chicago Tribune. These are just some samples of the reaction against the Supreme Court opinion in the 1850s with regards to the Dred Scott decision.
And every one of the words that we have just read from that time could equally apply to the decision that the Supreme Court came out with, this opinion by five lawyers, five radical extremist judicial activists on the United States Supreme Court. These words could have applied to this counterfeit gay marriage ruling that divines out of thin air an imaginary right for two men to marry each other, something that defies biological law, natural law, certainly God's law, certainly the United States Constitution. No guarantee whatsoever that they can crush, destroy, and reinvent the institution of marriage.
You're spot on there, Matt. That's exactly right. I mean, these words could actually have taken the name Dred Scott out of the opinion and replaced it with this marriage opinion of the five lawyers from the Supreme Court on June 26. It's the same thing. It's not based in the Constitution, not based in the court's precedent. It is imposing their will. It's not a legal judgment. Those are not my words. Those are the words of the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, John Roberts. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Again, our website is lc.org. We are going to continue to speak truth about this particular opinion. It has nothing, zero, to do with the Constitution. So the question is, are we just going to pretend that it is the rule of law, that whatever five lawyers happen to say on the Supreme Court, no matter how far afield it is from the Constitution, becomes the Constitution itself? If that's the case, we have no constitution. All we need is five people to wake up one day and tell us what liberty we have or what liberty we lost, what newfangled right we now have, and how that's going to impact our faith, our family, our freedom. If that's the case, as Scalia says, we don't deserve to be called a democracy or a democratic society, or certainly not the Republic of the United States of America, the Republican form of government, because we're ruled not by we the people, but by a few people on the Supreme Court. Visit lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.